Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Ephesians. So get close to your radio and bring your Bible now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Chapter 4, didn't we? And we talked about unity in chapter 4. And if we're going to have unity, if there's going to be unity in the body of Christ, what must we have? It's going to be unity in the body of Christ. We got to have the right attitude. We got to have the right attitude if you and I are going to have unity in the body of Christ. If we're going to be walking together as brothers and sisters in Christ, have the right attitude. What else must we have if we're going to have some? We got to have some respect and some love for one another. Amen. Amen. And one of the big things, if we're going to walk in unity and purity in the body of Christ, what must we have? What is very essential? Amen. The right training, proper training. Amen. We got to be trained, because so many of us, we got our burning before we got our learning. And so we need to reverse that. We don't need to take away the burning. We just need to put the learning before the burning. Amen. Because sometimes a person can be running real hard, but running the wrong way. And so we need, it's just like the Apostle Paul. Paul, he had zeal, but he didn't have proper knowledge. And zeal without proper knowledge is dangerous. Oh, you can hurt a lot of people. Matter of fact, a lot of people have been turned off by somebody in church who had zeal without knowledge. I mean, they was really excited about doing something for the Lord, but they turn folks off. Have you ever just been turned off by people who seem to be turned on but was turned on for the wrong reason? Huh? Amen. Have you ever ran across a Mr. Ms. Know-it-all in church? Huh? A Mr. Mrs. Know-it-all can just turn you off. Amen. Matter of fact, sometimes when you find out Mr. and Mrs. Know-it-all is going to be over the project or going to be over the committee or something, I don't change my mind. Because you already know it's going to be some stuff. Amen. Amen. But tonight we want to continue our discussion. We want to walk tonight. The walk of the believer. We're going to be looking at the walk of the believer. And I want you to see four things. Paul's going to bring four things out about the walk of the believer. The first thing that he brings out, and it's all in the text. And so basically, for the most part, I just kind of want to read through the text tonight. Would that be all right? It's something about the Word of God when you just read it. It's something about the power that you receive when you just read God's word. Have you ever been down and just read something out of the word that encouraged? Have you ever been confused and just read something out the word and looked like that was the word that you needed for that particular time, for that particular season? That was the word that you needed with what you was going through. If I'm talking to anybody, if I'm in your neighborhood tonight, all right, let's look at the first thing Paul talked about. He said, as Christians, we must walk in love. We got to walk in love. Look what he says, and I want you to underline this. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love. Underline that, walk in love. Walk in love. So we're going to walk through the text tonight, and I just want to show you right out the text. Would that be all right? He said, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Now, what he's telling us, to walk in love. Well, how do we do that? Do I need to act like Reverend Gilbert act, Brother Charles act? Brother Bradford here at. Now he say, act like Jesus act. That you see, that's the standard. The standard is Christ. So I can't get on my telephone and try to get some advice from my Christian girlfriend talk. I get up under the shade tree with the brother from the hood and say, hey, how should I handle this, bro? And I got to handle it like Jesus would handle it. Did you notice here? It says here, what? Walk in love as Christ. It didn't say as the brothers under the shade tree. Or as my Christian girlfriend taught. Or my prayer partner. No, it says as Christ. That's the standard. See, sometimes we get, when problems come up, we go and talk to our prayer partner. We talk to our brothers and see how the brothers going to handle this. Amen. But see, once you get saved, then you get your chief advice from the Bible. You get your advice. So a lot of times we go and talk to people and you already know what you're supposed to be doing. But you're going to talk to the friends, and your friends don't like you being treated like you done got treated. Particularly if there's a husband and wife, like, oh, child, I don't see how you taking that. If that was me, I wouldn't put up with nothing like that. Well, that's why you ain't married. You see? Because if you get married, you're going to have to put up with some stuff. Is I'm right about it? Because, see, what a marriage is, you got two sinners coming together. You see what I'm saying? Even though you may be saved, on the inside of you is that sinful nature. And that old sinful nature, every now and then, it'll rise up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost. But it says we got to walk in love. And then he tells us about the description of when we don't walk in love, what that looked like. Look what he says in verse 3. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named, once named among you as become saints. Why is that? Because if you fornicating, you ain't walking in love. You're walking in lust. If you're in uncleanness, you're walking in lust, not love. Covetousness, wanting what somebody else got. You ain't walking in love. That's taken from somebody else. That's stealing. He said, don't even let it be named among you. Not even once. Isn't that something? That's powerful, isn't it? Don't even let that come across your mind that you want somebody else's husband. That ought not even come across your mind in the church. You see what I'm saying? That ought not even be named. See, some stuff ought not even come up in a conversation. If we're truly walking in love, is I'm right about it?
Amen.
See, that kind of stuff happens out there in the world. Amen. Folks taking somebody else's husband on the job. Is I'm right about it? I mean, you know the conversations out there. Oh, my goodness. Let's move on from that. He says, for this we know, that no fornicator, that's verse 5, right? Nor an unfaithful person, nor a covetous man who is an idolatrous inheritance of the kingdom of Christ and of God. Isn't that something? It's a folks who practice those kinds of things, they ain't making in. They're not going to make it to heaven. If people enjoy that, he says, you wouldn't be happy in heaven. See, if you're into sin, then you ain't going to be into holiness. And so you're not going to be happy in heaven. Have you ever thought about that? See, if you can be happy sinning down here, heaven is opposite of down here. You wouldn't be happy up there. See, God, see, listen, God is going to give man what he really, 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 really wants. And hell is a man getting what he thought he wanted. See, folks who don't think they want to be around church, people don't think that they want to be around God, and they ain't ready yet to be saved and all of that, they really want hell. In other words, they want to be apart from God. They don't want to be around God. God's got a place for people that don't want to be around him. But once they get there, they say, oh, no, this ain't what I really wanted. Hell is a man getting what he thought he wanted. He didn't think he wanted to be around God, but once he gets there, he's going to wish that he had been around God. But he's going to be locked in, my Lord. All right, he says, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience. Isn't that power? Now, he said, don't let nobody fool you. A person that, now he lists the sins. Did you see the list of sins? He said, a person that get off into that, then they ain't gonna make it into heaven. They won't inherit the kingdom of God. Is that what your Bible said? And the Bible said, now don't let nobody fool you. Why did he put that right there? Because a lot of people, particularly in our day and age, are into all of those things, and they say that they saved. But it says, but he put in the next verse, don't be deceived. Let no man deceive you. Don't even let a preacher fool you. Did you see that? I don't believe you with me, so let's look over here at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hold your spot right there, because we ain't through. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Are you with me, by the way? All right, look down here at verse number 9. Are you with me? Amen. Look what it said in verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Wait a minute, didn't we just read that? He said, be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Oh my goodness. Now, abusers of themselves with mankind. Isn't that something? Homosexuality. Oh my goodness. Sissies. Infeminate. All right. How many did your Bible say that? Huh? Infeminate? Being sissified? That's what we used to call it, you know. When I don't know what the modern name is. I'm trying to break it down for you. Y'all laughing at me here. Huh? What you say, sister? Transsexual. I saw one of them. You know, on television once, there was this lady. I mean, there was this man. And she looked just like a lady. I mean, she had makeup and everything on. Looked just like a woman. If she would have walked in this church right now, you would, and the men were sitting on one side and the women were sitting on the other side, you would say, oh, come right here. One of the ushers would escort her right to the women's section. You would. Amen. And she talked about how many guys she done been dating and what happened. Amen. And she even dated a famous basketball player. We won't call no name. Let's move on. Let's quit talking about that. But notice, it tells us, don't be deceived. It's so many people done got wrapped up and tangled up into all kind of sexual sins that, but they say that they're going to heaven. The Bible says, don't let nobody fool you now. Did you see that? It said, don't let nobody fool you. Now, I think that's enough on that. But I have to tell you the truth. Is that right? I have to tell you the truth. See, if you went to a doctor, you wouldn't want the doctor to just tell you all good things about you and you got cancer. And he just talked about how, a lot of good things about you. And you know, if you got cancer, you need to know about that soon as possible. Soon as possible. Amen. Even though that may hurt your feelings, even though that you may leave that feeling bad, you need to leave that feeling bad, but you need to leave that with the truth. Amen. Amen. And you know something? That's why a lot of people is going to be in hell. Because they're leading people on way. Amen. That's why the Bible says that the teachers of God is going to have greater judgment. Amen. Now let's go back over to our text. Let's go back. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two. We got to walk in the light. Are you with me, by the way? Verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were once darkness, but now you're in the light, in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Underline that. Walk as children of light. How do you do that? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Prove what's acceptable unto the Lord. Prove what's acceptable unto the Lord. If you're doing something, you ought to be able to prove this is what God wants us to do. Amen. Somebody say, a Christian can go out and drink and you can be a Christian. Well, prove that then, sister. Come on, give me the book, chapter, and the verse that you're getting that out of. Amen. Because if you are walking the walk, then you ought to be able to bag it up. You ought to be able to bag up the talk. Huh? If you're really walking the walk, you ought to be able to bag up the talk. All right. He says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of the darkness, but rather reprove them. Somebody say, reprove them. Did you see that? See, this is why we cannot try to keep up with the world. You know, the world, the fashion are constantly changing, and Christians, we want to try to keep up with the world. But the Bible says, no. You don't need to be going and entering into the darkness. The Bible says, matter of fact, you're supposed to be exposing the darkness. Yeah, you're supposed to be exposing it. Amen. Amen. You're supposed to expose darkness. Because a little leaven can leaven the whole lump. Is I'm right about it? See, a lot of times we know about sin in the church, sin problems in the church. There's some sins going on there in the choir, but I ain't going to say nothing about it. No, I ain't going to say nothing. And it starts like a wildfire, and it started spreading, and so a choir that was a 100 boys choir is down to 50. Because see, sin, once it get a toehold, it's like cancer, it starts spreading. And so what you gotta do, you gotta go ahead and put it in check, because if you don't put it in check, it's gonna keep growing on you, it's gonna snowball on you, and things gonna get out of hand. So you got to expose it. You got to expose it. You got to expose it. And see, that's one of the ways that you are really practicing love, is when you expose something. Amen. 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 If you know something ain't right in your house, that needs to be brought to the light. Amen. A lot of parents say, well, you know, what the children do in their room, you know, that's them, you know. I know they don't plan, you know, the music. Child, it's your house. That's your house. Well, I heard one preacher say, you know, I have never went in my children's room. And I said, shame on you. Because I'll go in there and do a search. I do a search and seizure. If it's some music in there that not supposed to be played in this holy house of God, and my house is a holy house of God, I just don't put that plaque up there on Joshua for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord because that sounds good and look good. No, we're going by that. For me and my house, we're going to serve it. Yeah, so I'm going to do a search and seizure. I heard that music coming out of there, and I'm coming right on in there to get it. Hey, I don't care how much you done paid for it. That's dangerous. Demons flying by, and they say, oh, you know, what is that? I heard Tupac. Let's stop on here and hear Tupac. I heard Tupac. So they're gonna come in there, and them kids gonna start acting all wild and crazy. And they can't stop now because the demon is helping them out. You see what I'm saying? Because see, once you open a door, man, it's hard to get them out. And they're just waiting on a child of God to mess up. They've been waiting on you to mess up. Oh my goodness. Let's go on a little bit further, y'all. But it says walking like exposing. See, you don't ever want to be part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution. And see, the Bible says, him that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him that sin. And so if you get in sin, and the Bible says, don't be a partaker of another man's sin. Because both of y'all are going to get whooped. And you know what? I ain't getting whooped for somebody else. I love you, but I ain't taking your whooping. Huh? You gonna take my whooping? Who in here gonna take my whooping? Expose them. And you know, I talk to the leaders all the time in the church about one of the hard parts of leadership is exposing sin. Once sin done been exposed, then you got to know how to properly dispose of it. Oh, yeah. Unless you can mess up a church. Yeah. Ruin some names. Because we ain't trying to tear nobody down. We want to try to help them out. Amen. 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 We want to try to bring them and help them and to get on the right road. Amen. Want to try to help folks get on the right. If they're in the church, they should be trying to get on the right road and stay on the right road. And so we ain't trying to kick them out the church. We want to try to help them do the right thing in the church. And the sooner the better. Amen. The sooner the better. Sooner the better. And that's why the Bible says, speak the truth in love.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock, where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen, because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.